As you'll be aware, last week the prosecutor applied to have me removed from the case on the basis of what they said were my comments on my Facebook page. And when they produced what they believed were my comments, it turned out that they were actually referring to a Facebook page that's run and operated by Laurie Conway, who is a documentary filmmaker and who had done a documentary about myself and my work called Beatrice Mtetwa and the Rule of Law. So obviously we led evidence to show that I'm not on Facebook. That's not my Facebook page. And that the comments were actually not mine.
Beatrice, the judge says that the prosecutor general consider institution of prosecution against the lead counsel. That means you. Can you be prosecutor for this?
Well, it was the prosecutor general who asked the magistrate to remove me from the case anyway. I don't know what they'll prosecute me for. He says in his ruling for contempt of court, but I don't know under what law the prosecutor general can prosecute me. And also just look at the absurdity of it all. The prosecutor general moves for my removal from the case before a magistrate who now says the same prosecutor general must prosecute me before the same magistrate's court. I mean, it's like a circus.
The judge said that a copy of the judgment has been made available to the Law Society of Zimbabwe. What does this mean?
It means he's saying to the Law Society it must look at whether or not I must be deregistered as a lawyer. Am I still a fit and proper person to remain being a lawyer? That's what it means. The Law Society will then go through its processes. I'm really not worried about the Law Society. What I think for myself is that this is probably the best opportunity that I've had to officially show that the judiciary in Zimbabwe is severely compromised. It is not impartial. It is not independent. The Law Society will call on me to respond to the magistrate's allegations, which are not quite clear. And then I'll have the opportunity to say everything that I've wanted to say and which I couldn't say before.
In the meantime, what has become of the case of your client, journalist Chigono, and his co-defendant?
As I said, we had anticipated my removal, so we had engaged an advocate who started handling the case today and started the bail application today. It has been postponed to tomorrow for continuation of the bail hearing. Jacob's bail hearing was heard yesterday, and the decision is expected on Friday.